This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 9. "Tally, that was so good," Mac squealed as the girls walked through the in-gate of the outdoor ring. Mac let the reins slide through her fingers as Sparkles stretched his neck out. Tally let Cam do the same as she fell in step next to her friend. "Thanks. He's perfect, like everyone says." "You look great on him," Mac added. "Really, it's been like a week, and you're already nailing courses." So are you," said Tally. Mac smiled broadly. "Mr. Sparklepants, you are awesome," she said, bending down to rub both sides of her new pony's neck. "My parents said they want to buy him. And Ryan already has someone lined up to lease Joey. It should be finalized really soon. I can't believe he's leaving the barn." "I know," Tally said, wrinkling her nose. "But you'd be a lot sadder if it weren't for this guy." Mac nodded. "True. Hey, do you think you'll do the show next weekend?"
"Yep.
I can't believe I'm showing after such a short time. But Cam is used to the 3-foot, so this should be super easy for him."
"So what will you show Sparkles in? The larges?"
"Yes. I thought maybe Ryan would want me to start in the children's ponies, since Sparkles and I are so new to each other. But he said I'm riding really well. Plus, the large ponies jump 2.9, which is only one hole higher than the mediums, who jump 2.6. So we're going for it." Mac was beaming atop her new pony. Tally remembered how Mac worried about her progress with Joey when the girls first got to know each other. Mac had been so proud to put in good rounds at the big shows in the Medium Pony Hunters, or the Division, as it was called for all 3 sizes of pony hunters, small, medium, or large. It was actually Mac who taught her about the Division and about showing ponies in general. Coming from the lesson program at the Oaks Riding School, Tally hadn't known the details at the time. Small ponies, who stood 12.2 hands or smaller, jumped 2'3" in the small pony hunters. Medium ponies, 12.3 hands to 13.2 hands, jumped 2'6", and large ponies, 13.3 hands to 14.2 hands, jumped 2'9". Tally nodded toward the gate. "Want to take them down the walking path back to the barn?"
"Let's go," said Mac.
Once Sparkles and Cam had been untacked and brushed, Brenna walked over from the school aisle to Field Ridge. "Hey, girls, we are going to keep night turnout going just a little bit longer while it stays warm like this. You can put them both in their medium turnout blankets. Oh, and Tally, instead of the evening shift tomorrow, would you be able to start right after school?" Tally nodded. "I'll double check with my mom, but I'm sure it will be fine."
"Thanks," said Brenna. "How are the new partnerships going?"
Mac and Tally looked at each other, breaking into huge, silly grins.
"They're amazing," said Mac. "So good. And it's only been a week, which is bizarre."
"Not when you find a great match," Brenna said.
"You too, Tally? I mean, half the barn wishes they could ride this horse."
"I feel really lucky," Tally answered honestly. "He is so much fun to ride and so sweet." Brenna smiled and turned to walk back toward the school aisle. "Keep up the great work, girls." Tally followed Mac into the tack room, where Mac propped her foot up on her trunk and pulled a stick of boot polish out from a small grooming tote. "I do it after riding now, because I never remember or leave enough time before I ride," Mac explained with a laugh. Tally smiled,
her eyes wandering to the oversized Field Ridge whiteboard behind her friend. On one side of the board, Ryan wrote out each day's lessons, hacks, and training rides. The other side was either left blank, featured a scheduling reminder for the barn, or a quote that Ryan wanted to share with everyone. Today was a quote day. If you are not rooting for everyone at the horse show, you are on the wrong team. Did you read that? Tally asked. Mac looked over at the board, pausing in silence as she took it in. That, she said.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow the Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of the Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.